St. Patrick's Cemetery was begun by Father Sullivan in 1884. It was located just south of the East Lawn Cemetery. Prior to 1885, the Catholic parish had been using the Gavin Grove Cemetery, 5.5 miles east of Washington Avenue. After St. Patrick began using the present cemetery, the other bodies were disinterred and moved to the present location. Enter the cemetery through the second driveway, and you will see the tall, ornate stone of Father James McCormick. George Arend and Thomas O'Donnell can be found next to the third driveway. William Stoner is also located along this drive. A walk through the cemetery will reveal many monuments with ornate etchings and crosses. The Celtic cross, also known as the Irish cross, is very popular. As the story goes, St. Patrick converted all of Ireland to Christianity. Previously, those who had lived on the island were pagan worshippers of the sun. The Celtic cross is a combination of the Christian cross and the sun, which then represented the sons of the cross. In the southwest corner, there is a memorial for the unborn children. There is a bench there for resting upon and meditation. Take your time to wander through the cemetery looking at the stones, both old and new.